KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Hi. Thanks for joining me today at KXFM. My name is Randy Lovick. I'm a host here and a producer at the station. I'm a Los Angeles radio alumni since 1987, and I've been a volunteer here at KX since March of 2016. We're going to do an hour of Beatles. Why? Because the Beatles were my first love since age 11. Thanks, Brother Danny. I co-host a couple of shows here. I just wanted to mention The Drop, Fridays 9 to 11 p.m. We play electronic music, and it's awesome. I'm also the co-host and co-producer of TNN Radio with Jimmy Alvarez, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. We are a two-time award-winning alternative podcast of the year from FeedSpot Publication. We play new music, new wave, ska, punk, reggae, and interviews. So welcome aboard, and we look forward to having you join us.
Have you been there?
Lavick. Welcome to my KXFM Takeover, where I'm trying to raise money for KXFM. To donate online, go to kxfmradio.org and click the banner on the top of the page that says KX Takeover. And if you want to give us a phone call us at 949-715-5936. Thank you for joining us today. This is an hour of Beatles, and we are so happy to have you with us. And let's hit it.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say, what can I do, what can I be, when I'm with you I want to stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. I wasn't.
My Takeover at KXFM. And we are playing the Beatles and nothing but the Beatles for 1 hour. These are all my jams. We're asking for your donations to keep public radio on the air. So support us. We are community-supported radio. We're Laguna's only FM. If you want to reach out, we're at 949-715-5936. Thanks for listening to KXFM. Yeah. This is good. This is the Dirty Math. If you don't know what that is, that's a supergroup that John Lennon assembled for a famous television special in England with The Who and The Rolling Stones and a whole bunch of other great artists called the Rock and Roll Circus, I want to say. Let me ask my guest here. I brought in an expert. I brought in a musician. I brought in someone who was alive when the Beatles were together. I was not. I became a fan about 10 years after they broke up. So I'd like to introduce my guest today. His name is Mr. John Ford, and he hosts a show here Sundays at KXFM called AM Radio.
From AM
3 to
Radio.
5, right? And yeah. What do you play on your show, sir?
I play Americana music, which is what AM stands for. And it's, you know, kind of twangy sometimes, kind of rock and rollish sometimes, but it's definitely not a big category. So I can dump just about anything into my playlist and it works.
That's pretty sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. I know that the Beatles were heavily influenced by American music. Is this true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Motown, I mean, yeah?
Well, yeah, they were, no, not really Motown. Yes, Motown.
I guess they were kind of contemporaries of Motown, yeah.
Yeah. The 50s, like rockabilly acts.
Right. Like Little Richard, they talk about a lot.
Yeah, and I'm going to blank on the names, but there was some, you know, like Duane Eddy and stuff. There was some really...
Oh, Cochran.
Eddie Cochran.
And probably Buddy Holly. I think Paul McCartney ended up buying his entire song catalog at some point because he was such a fan, which is amazing.
So yeah, they were... it worked that way all through the 60s. I mean, it worked that way with the Stones, Cream... They were all influenced by American music, and then they sang it back at us.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And very well.
And how influenced were you as a little guy hearing this stuff coming over from across the pond? I mean, how did that feel?
Well, like you say, I was alive at the time, but I wasn't very old. you know, when they first started coming across here, which was probably like 1964. So that made me like about 4 years old.
Whoa. Do you remember any of that from when you were really little?
Well, yeah, some of it. I mean, yeah. It's funny. I hope my sister calls in. She is more in that generation than I am. But she says, I think I can tell you some stories, but we'll do it after the next.
Okay. Excellent.
Next song.
Let's get into Love You Too. This is a George Harrison special for y'all. You're at KXFM.
Time.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? You're back with Randy Lavick. I'm here to raise money today for KXFM. I spend my weekends here because I love it, because we have radio freedom. If you listen to corporate radio today, you're going to hear the same music in every town and the same stations and the same voices. But here, it's totally human crafted. We don't use computers. We don't use bots. We do it for the love of the broadcasting, right? Isn't that right, John Ford?
That's right.
John Ford is sitting in with me today. He's the host of AM Radio on Sundays. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Sure. I brought you a caller.
He brought us a special guest who actually may or may not have actually seen the Beatles in concert. Let's find out.
Hello.
Judy, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Yay.
Yay.
We did it.
John, introduce our esteemed guest.
This is one of my... older sisters, Judy.
Nice.
I've got lots of sisters.
I would have been alive.
Yeah, well, more alive than I was. you know, okay, so tell me if this actually happened, because some of this stuff, I actually, you know, think I have a memory of it, but were you guys listening to the Beatles and painting Daddy's knees in Bolivia?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
That's a long time ago.
Okay, but do you remember taking me to see Let It Be in the theaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a cool sister right there.
Yeah.
You saw Let It Be in the theater. You saw the Beatles argue on the big screen, basically, right? How did you feel after you saw that movie? Did you feel uplifted or a little bit depressed? Be honest.
I didn't really know what was going on. I was listening to the music, I think.
Right?
That's what I think, too. I think that the music is upbeat. So I didn't think I listened as much about the drama.
Right.
More the music.
Yeah. The music, that's what holds up today, and that's what everyone remembers, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
So between the older girls, did you guys, were you more into the girl bands, right, and a little less into the Beatles?
No, I think the Beatles. I wasn't into the girl bands as much. I like the Beatles.
So, back then, you were either like a Beatles or a Stones girl. Like, that was kind of like the thing that people were saying. My mom was a Stones girl, by the way, and raised a Beatle girl. I don't know how that happened.
Well, do you remember like a James Taylor and a I was a Hootenanny girl.
Oh, nice.
A Hootenanny girl. What's that?
What is it?
Folk music.
The kind of music you listen to. What? Say again?
You were a folk music fan.
A folk music.
Kingston Trio, Bob Dylan. Yeah, sure.
Pete Seeger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we would go up where we lived down in Escondido. We would go up to a place called the Teepee, and we would sit there and have a hootenanny.
That's so cool, isn't it, John?
That sounds fun.
I know. I think I was born in the wrong century.
Yeah, me too. Well,
when I was coming up, that Sunset Strip hair metal music was really popular, and that was not my favorite. Right. I just wanted to mention to everyone that you're listening today to our KXFM takeover, where we're taking over the radio station and playing whatever we want to raise money for at KX, and we picked the Beatles because the Beatles are awesome.
They are awesome.
That was, I guess, a definitive statement.
So... thank you for calling in and making it a more enjoyable hour.
Thank you for supporting community supported radio, Judy, and all your brother's endeavors. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah,
he is.
I'll call you back and take.
Is he a good brother? Wait, is he a good brother? Let's hear it on the air.
Yeah. Am I a good brother?
Okay, call me back and get information when you get
there. She skipped right over that one.
I know, right? Not applicable. he's going to send you something really sweet for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of something really sweet, here's some more Beatles. Turn it up, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
We'll be right back.
That is our next song. It's not quite ready to go yet. Hi, I'm Randy Lavick here doing a KX Takeover, where I'm asking for money for KXFM Community Supported Radio. If you'd like to donate, please go to kxfmradio.org and pull up my name. You know my name, you know my number. My number is 949-715-5936. Isn't that right, John Ford, who's sitting in with me today?
I am sitting in with you. And I just have to say that, you know, KXFM is the only radio station or FM radio station in town.
That's
true. And I don't know if there's still an AM here, but we'll have to ask Tyler about that. There was at one point.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The thing I wanted to say is that it's such a great resource to have in town. There's not too many towns that you can say, well, we have our own radio station.
Right.
It's community supported. So, and we have tons of local content.
We have something for everyone, wouldn't you say, on the station? Yeah, everything from old to new music, absolutely.
That's right.
I just want to thank for donating Jimmy Alvarez. Thank you.
There you go.
Steve Broadwolf in Chicago and Nils Lavick. And I think Judy, your sister, is going to send in a few bucks. So thank you, everyone.
Right. Yes, it's we really appreciate it. And we really love what we're doing here. And
yeah, it's a good dream. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Creative freedom. And to interview your heroes and make them laugh, that's what I say. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Right. You get to talk to a lot more celebrities than I do.
Yeah, it's crazy. All my high school heroes, I never would have dreamed. Thanks to Jimmy Alvarez, really. I mean, just for example, a couple of Halloweens ago, Bjorn and I were in the dressing room alone right before the show with the entire Oingo Boingo and us and Jimmy. And that was it.
All right.
I could barely breathe. That was crazy. Well, anyway, Oingo Boingo's great, but we're playing the Beatles today, so stick around. Coming up next, Fixing a Hole. Hit it, Bjorn.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it brings
that's sweet. That goes out to my friend Jackie in Liverpool, who took me on a tour in 2000. John Ford, have you been to England and to Liverpool and London?
No, but I've eaten a liverwurst sandwich.
Jackie took me to a pub where the Beatles used to drink called The Grapes. And above one of the booths, there's a sign that says, "The Beatles drank here," like a fancy plaque, like with a picture of them having a drink. I thought that was really fun.
Did they eat the worm?
I don't know if they ate the worm. She took me to Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane, the Jacaranda Club, the Cavern. And then she took me to Ringo's childhood home, where I made friends with the woman who bought the house from the Starkey family. And Margaret Gross was my pen pal until her death. And she lived a long life. And that was really nice. She sent presents for my kids Liverpool. Yeah, that's so special. Everyone I met there were the greatest, most wonderful, nicest people. So earthy and so fun. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Pete Best's brother, Ruag Best, who is a friend, who is a relative of Jackie. I think they're related somehow by marriage. And when Pete Best comes back to America, he was supposed to come be on our station this year, but then the tour sadly got canceled. He will come to KX and we will take him to the pub. Is that true, John Ford?
You got it.
Now, thank you for listening to the KXFM Beatles Takeover. I'm Randy Lovick with John Ford. If you want to donate, give us a call, 949-715-5936. Let's go.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. So tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. My brain, you know, it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know. I give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Rally. He was such a stupid get. You'd say, putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know, 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know, I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'd give you everything I've got. But what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while,
dogs like the Beatles. Yeah. My dog likes the Beatles. How about yours, John Ford?
Where'd they, you know, how'd they get all those animals in the studio? That's what I want to know.
What a hot mess. The 60s, man. Yeah. I guess you had to be there, right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, who knows what happened.
If you remember it, you weren't there. That's what they say, right?
That's true. That's true. So we want to make sure that we mentioned that we are raising money this week. This is the KX Takeover. And Randy Lavick has taken over the waves. And,
yeah, man.
And so you need to call in 949-715-5936.
Yeah, I usually play EDM and punk around here, so it feels real good to be playing my jams. These are our Beatles jams. And these next few songs are, I think, just their ultimate epic songs of all time, I would say. I mean, these are definitely in my top 10. So you ready to hit it? All right, let's go.
And my friends have lost the world.
Hey, Bjorn, you have picked some great music, I'll tell you, because they've got so much good stuff that's just underneath all the hits. So
oh, man, right?
Great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that Blue Jay Way, it was like in the period where he was doing a whole lot of Indian, he was exploring Indian music, and he didn't actually have sitars on this song, but and I'm talking about George Harrison, but
really,
he played the Hammond organ. He wrote the song on the Hammond organ, but actually the Hammond organ is like a drone in the back, and then
hearing.
Yeah, and the cello is you know plays other types of the melody, and it sounds like a sitar, but it's not.
Wow, I always thought it was. That's why we brought you in here, because you are a musician. I'm just a fan and an active listener, but you understand, you know, how they put these things together and the technology they had back then and what they were able to achieve is pretty extraordinary, was it not?
Yeah, because it was nothing like it's now. Anybody can make a home recording now, but back then it took expensive equipment and a lot of ingenuity.
And their producer, George Martin, I mean, really, I think it has a big hand in how wonderful they were, wouldn't you say? You know, he had that experience from the classical side and other kinds of records. And then he took the Beatles on and, you know, lended it a lot of class, I would say. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. We're wrapping up our KX Takeover today. I'm Randy Lovick here with John Ford. I'm here Friday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. at The Drop. And I'm also here Sundays, 1 to 3 p.m. on TNN Radio with Jimmy Alvarez.
And I come on right after you at 3 to 5.
That's right. The Sunday crew is solid, bro.
That's right. 5 to 7, Laguna Tropical Surf. And then 7 o'clock, Greg Friedman and Inner Journey.
Yeah. We've all done fundraising shows just like this one. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, donators. If you'd like to donate, if you'd like to reach out, we're at 949-715-5936. On the web at kxfmradio.org. This is KXFM Laguna Beach 104.7. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got a feeling deep inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a feeling I can't. Socks up.